conversion. It's a new effort to process plastics back into fuel. And for the first time, a container full of plastic bottle caps in Hawaii will see new life instead of ending up in the stomachs of seabirds and marine life. What you're hearing is the sound of plastic caps gathered at a recent recycling drive. This month, a group called Beach Environmental Awareness Campaign Hawaii is spearheading an event to draw attention to the problem of plastic bottle caps, particularly its effect on our native birds like albatrosses and petrels. It's doing a final push to collect plastic caps here on Oahu to top off a shipping container that will eventually be transformed into fuel. Dean Otsuki and Suzanne Frazier co-founded the nonprofit. Suzanne explains what's involved.
We're going to actually do something different from recycling. We're sending it to the mainland for conversion into oil, which is a brand new technology, and we're very excited to be a part of this because we want to support ways to get the plastic permanently out of the environment. We're trying to help people to get rid of the plastic caps and lids that they have either accumulated already or might have in the next month or so. But what we'd really like to encourage people to do is to understand the harm that these plastic caps cause to seabirds and to understand also that even the bottle is harmful to them. We'll take all plastic caps and lids from any bottle, can or tube or container that's clean and has no label or no seals on it. We've been doing different variations of plastic caps and lids recycling since 2009. So the container that we have nearly filled up, ready to go to the mainland, has about over a million plastic caps and lids in it already.
Is it just Oahu or any efforts on the neighbor islands?
We did go to Hawaii Island to a school there a few years ago and collected plastic caps there. But the logistical issues were who was going to store the caps on the island, who was going to ship the caps. You know, there was a plan to do all of the islands, but it became a bit difficult to get the logistical side of things involved. If anyone is listening and they are on one of the outer islands and would like to send us some plastic caps and lids, they could definitely send them to us at our address and we'll add them to the shipment that goes to the mainland.
And what's the schedule for that?
We are doing our final collections at the beginning of March, and then straight away after that it's going to be shipped to the mainland. And that will be the end of our program. We really did this not just to recycle, but really to raise awareness of the harm that small plastic litter causes to marine wildlife, particularly seabirds. And we feel that we have achieved that goal over this period of time. A lot of people now are aware that albatrosses and other seabirds are ingesting brightly colored plastic objects. And it isn't just caps, also toys, lighters, toothbrushes, fishing floats, there's just all kinds of different small plastic items. Even airsoft pellets are getting ingested as well. There's only a couple of places on the mainland that are actually doing this work of turning plastic back into oil. So it's very new technology.
Okay, but it's encouraging knowing that it's not just going to end up in a bird in the ocean or in a marine mammal.
Yeah, it was really important to us to prevent marine debris. That's one of the things that we do in Beach, is to make sure that items that are harmful are not getting out into the environment. And we started seeing an increase of plastic caps and lids when the High Five program started. And people were just recycling the bottle and dropping the cap on the ground. In fact, one day Dean and I were at Hanama Bay walking along the beach and we kept seeing bottle cap, bottle cap, bottle cap. So we started picking them up and we got to about 20 each and we're thinking, this is unusual. Maybe someone's collecting the bottles and leaving the caps. And sure enough, coming the other way towards us was a guy carrying a really big bag, you know, so it was pretty obvious what was going on was the bottle was being collected and the cap was being just dropped on the shoreline. And Hanama Bay is a marine preserve. So we knew right then we had to do something about this problem. And we looked around for cap and lid recycling and nobody was doing it. So we later on found out that Aveda had started a program on the mainland and they only wanted number 5 caps. So we said to Aveda, could we please get that going in Hawaii? And they actually allowed us to. And so our first program in 2009 was with Aveda, and they were taking the caps at the shop and changing it back into a new cap for their bottles. But then their program stopped because it was logistically difficult. So in 2010, we started another plastic cap and lid program, this time collecting numbers 2, 4, and 5. And that's the program that we've been doing since then, that's sitting in the Matson container ready to go to the mainland.
And so, it's more than 1 million caps. Wow.
Yes, yeah. So it's been a really long project. Takes quite a long time to fill up a container with plastic caps and get them all clean and sorted and so on.
Right. But I imagine, though, then they'll be with a sense of pride when you see this thing sail off.
Very much so, and we're also looking forward to seeing the process through a couple of sponsors. Matson is doing the free shipping to the mainland, which we're so grateful for, and Dean actually won the Volunteer Hawaii Alaska Airlines Award, so that gives us free tickets to go to the mainland and go see the process for ourselves. So we're actually going to see 100% of this plastic get converted into oil. So that's just marvelous that we can actually be there to see it.
That was Suzanne Fraser of Beach, which is making a final push to collect plastic bottle caps. This month, the last big drive will be at Kamiluiki School in Hawaiʻi Kai. Check our website for links.